Tim Henney is a partner in the Christian Center building along Deer Valley Drive, and as a manager and investor of real estate, he says without the typical 9-to-5 work schedule, he can devote his time and passion to ensure Park City is a town we want to still live in 20 years. Henney served on the original board of directors for the Mountain Trails Foundation. He has served 2 volunteer terms on COSAC, the Citizens Open Space Advisory Committee.
I have the time and the energy, the resources to allow me to run. So that's the practical aspect. There's also obviously where you start, which is I wish to engage with the community in a different way and maybe a little deeper way than I have in the past. And this is the ability to do that. And then I think that, you know, what I would like to do is bring a little more energy to some conversation that I think is similar to what happened with Trails and Open Space 20 years ago. If we want to kind of vision out 20 years from now and look at the community lifestyle resources that we currently have, how are we going to enhance them? How are we going to preserve them? And what are they? And I think that that conversation is something that I could bring energy to right now.
The process of envisioning the future, he says, is a constant one. The community vision he hosted in his home in the late 1980s, he says, has come to be realized.
And we did it back in the 80s, and look at what we have. I mean, we visioned, you know, this resort, this multi-seasonal world-class resort. That was one of the vision elements that came out of that. And other elements that came out of it, which are the things that we've protected and enhanced, were open space and trails, two of the critical things that continue to rank very high when we do the community visioning. But yeah, you have to constantly do community visioning, and that's why we have to constantly be doing an update to the general plan, which is currently underway at City Council.
He says he's not running because the current incumbents have done a poor job. On the contrary, he says it'll be a tough race to unseat them, but he filed to run anyway because he wants to serve.
Cindy and Alex are part of a high-performing city council, and it's hard to run against incumbents, and that didn't have anything to do with it. It simply is my desire to enhance the process is actually where it started for me. I filed immediately the first day that the window was open, and I think just by, you know, when incumbents run unopposed, that's not a particularly great process. So just by entering, I think I brought something to the process, and I am a believer in the process.
How to protect the future of our lifestyle resources like water, he says, has to start today.
I think 20 years from now, the way we view water as a resource, the way we are able to use it as a resource, is going to be significantly different than it is today. And if we're going to adjust and adapt to that reality, we have to start that conversation right now. And it has to do with how we conserve and how we use. And we're not going to be able to put culinary treated water on lawns 20 years from now. It's not going to be a matter of cost. It's going to be a matter of ability.
So are you saying that we won't have lawns or that we're going to be using a different source of...
That's the discussion we have to start if we're going to get there 20 years from now, just like if we got from 25 miles of single-track trail 20 years ago to 400 miles of single-track today. That discussion had to begin 20 years ago.
When asked to respond yes or no to 3 questions, he had this to say.
Should Park City purchase a portion of the Treasure Project to limit density there?
Probably.
That's
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. And what about, should we build a reservoir in Round Valley?
I'm going to say no.
Because?
Because I think if we do conservation and use and shift, we're not going to need a reservoir in Round Valley.
And as somebody who's certainly supported a number of the events, have we reached a limit of hosting events here in town?
I don't think so.
That's Park City Council candidate Tim Henney. Early voting is open on the 3rd floor of the Marsac building through August 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on weekdays. The primary will be held Tuesday, August 13th. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.